Well, good afternoon. It's Wednesday, December 5th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colbluga with today's South Carolina headlines. The upstate could see snow this weekend while the rest of the state gets soaked by cold rain. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for part of the upstate, saying the region could get a combination of freezing rain, sleet, or snow starting Saturday. Highs there aren't expected to crack 40 degrees. Meanwhile, the Midlands and coast can expect rain and highs ranging from the mid-40s to mid-50s. The threat of inclement weather also forced the South Carolina High School Football League to move all championship games to Friday. House Speaker Jay Lucas is shaking up the leadership of the State House by changing the chairman of the committee that handles spending. Representative Brian White of Anderson is being removed as Ways and Means chairman. White has run the committee since 2011 when he was appointed by the previous House Speaker. White said he was being removed from the chairmanship because his Republican colleagues aren't happy with his leadership. Veteran Sumter County Representative Merle Smith will serve as the new chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. Tax breaks for businesses are costing South Carolina school districts, according to a new report. Washington, D.C.-based Good Jobs First tracks tax incentives across the country. Its latest report found in 2017, South Carolina schools missed out on $318 million that instead went to tax incentives to promote economic development. Business leaders and lawmakers have called for reforms to the state tax code so that schools and businesses are no longer pitted against each other. Hurricane Florence survivors have until midnight tonight to apply for disaster assistance through FEMA. Any homeowner, renter, or business owner in Chesterfield, Darlington, Dillon, Florence, Georgetown, Horry, Marion, and Marlborough counties can apply for assistance by calling 800-621-3362 or by going online to disasterassistance.gov. The world's largest fiberglass manufacturer says increased tariffs could affect operations at the company's new plant in the Midlands. China Jushi USA has already invested more than $400 million to build a new 800,000-square-foot plant in Richland County. The company planned to add a second plant in the coming years, but now the company says that might be in question if it can't get tariff exemptions for equipment it needs to import from China in order to complete the expansion. According to the state news, attorneys for the company say a 25% duty on the more than $11 million cost of the equipment could threaten employment and possibly the second production line. A leading automotive supplier announced it's completed a new expansion in the upstate, creating 460 new jobs. Germany-based Drexelmeyer says it invested $42 million into its Duncan facility to keep up with demand from new and existing clients. The company makes the interiors for premium cars as well as plastic components. Police say several middle school students were involved in an off-campus shooting before school today. Richland County deputies said no one was injured in the shooting this morning near an apartment complex in Columbia. Deputies said the students went to Hand Middle School about 4 miles away from where the shooting took place. And DNA has helped identify the remains of a soldier killed in Pearl Harbor. The Greenville News reports the remains of Navy Fireman Second Class Carl Dorr of Greenville will be returned to the upstate where they'll be buried on the 77th anniversary of the attacks. That's it for your headlines. This is SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.